I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Afghanistan's Taliban hostage crisis has already proved deadly with a group of Korean missionary hostages. Sat7's Debbie Brink says terrorism is proof of the need of their satellite television ministry.
We proclaim Christ and the Bible very openly, speaking to Christians. That's who our audience is intended to be, but other people are watching as well. And it's a combination of our broadcast, the local church, Christians banding together and praying together and finding support with one another, but it is a very difficult time.
Next, the World Bible Translation Center is launching work on a Swahili easy-to-read Bible today. WBTC's David Stringham says several governments in East Africa are looking at adopting Swahili as the official country language.
One of the things that we're looking at accomplishing with this is not only as an outreach tool to people who may not have a strong background in Christianity, but we're looking at this as linguists, the effect that Swahili will have in coming years on the development of Africa itself.
And Southern Sudan has been plagued with civil war, food shortages, and more. Living Water International is taking a risk in helping one problem. LWI's Brad Saltzman just returned from the region where he says the need for clean, safe drinking water is great. LWI repaired three wells serving 4,000 people. Saltzman says while water was their focus, that wasn't their only purpose.
It's a combination of meeting a tremendous need from the practical side of the water, but then providing for their spiritual needs with the living water of Jesus Christ.
They did that by partnering with the local church and their testimonies. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. For a gift of any amount, MNN's making available YWAM's 30 Days Muslim Prayer Guide that will help you pray more effectively for Muslims. Get yours at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.